Aisha Grash.
And I'm Sam. And this is the Sam and Aisha Experience.
Beach? Oh, damn.
Man, you went from sex voice worker to being aggressive.
Yeah, hood came out of me real quick. Anyway, so what's up, everybody? How was your week?
It was a week, but we already talked about that, so.
Yeah, it was a week. I want to punch some people in the face this week.
You're aggressive.
I almost lost my job like three times this week. Well, you know what?
Yeah. Life happens, you move on.
Life happens, and I made some stupid mistakes, and I'm learning from it.
And that's what building makes back you up. A better person.
Yeah, but I'm building myself back up, so.
Yay for progress.
All right, so got a little banger here.
Okay.
So, any shout-outs?
All my peeps.
All the OG
and
peeps.
Creeps.
And freaks.
And people that come from the streets.
Just shout out to our OG peeps. Anyone who's been listening to us since the beginning.
Yeah.
We love y'all.
Thanks for keep rocking with us. Those who share our info to add to the family of creepers. We love you guys.
Love you guys. Anyway.
So what are we talking about this week?
This week. So I found this little ditty.
About Jack and Diane.
No, fuck them too.
Out.
Wow.
Sucking on chili dogs, and you gotta talk bad about them.
First of all, sucking on chili dogs, that just sounds like, ew. That sounds disgusting.
That sounds like a good time.
Ew, what if that doesn't mean that? But I found this, the story. Really, I think a lot of people have heard about this one, but it's just kind of like a refresher for me, because when I started looking at the police interview, that's when it kind of like hit me. I was like, oh yeah, I've heard of this story.
Okay. Hit me.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Okay, so this story is about Elizabeth Wetlaufer. That name is just, Wetlaufer.
I don't know if I've ever heard of this.
Once I start reading it, you might just, oh yeah, I remember that. Elizabeth Wetlaufer is a Canadian woman who is a serial killer. But if you look at her, she doesn't look much like a serial killer. But before you flame me on that, and you know, you can't tell who's a serial killer or not.
I was fixing to say.
So before you flame me on that, let me explain.
For some of them, you can just flat out tell.
Some of you can just flat out just, yeah, that bitch is crazy. I'm going to post some pics and videos on our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages. So you know what I'm talking about. She is believed to have killed at least 8 people.
Uh-huh.
That we know of.
Right.
Between 2007 and 2016. And was only caught when she confessed to the police. Now, like I said, when you hear the story, you're going to be like, really? Seriously? But it doesn't go from like, she was born, escalation. It doesn't, it's kind of slow. You know, then she starts killing.
A slow burn to a rapid boil. Love it.
She has confessed to these crimes multiple times.
Okay.
Not just once. But multiple times to many people in the past. But she was either never taken seriously or not seriously enough to put a stop to her crimes. So people were just
I really don't feel like I know this.
You'll know. Especially when you see the confession thing. You'll know. You'll be like, oh yeah, I've seen her. Elizabeth was considered an angel of death type serial killer that worked in nursing homes killing the old people that was under her care. She wasn't killing these people just because they wanted to die, or they were tired of suffering, like in the case of Dr. Kevorkian, because he was an angel of death as well.
I definitely want to do that.
But he was an angel of death too, and he did assisted suicides. She wasn't like that. No. She killed because she said that the voice inside her head told her to kill. Here we go with the voices.
Voices in my head.
A voice, she says, came from the pits of hell.
Oh, that's fine.
That's great.
I hear those all the time.
Right. Elizabeth Wetlaufer was born Elizabeth Parker on June 10, 1967, in the Zora Township near Woodstock, Ontario. Not much is documented about her childhood, but it's said that she grew up in a Baptist household. After high school, she went on to earn a bachelor's degree in religious education counseling from London Baptist Bible College. She then went to Conestoga, I'm hoping I'm saying it right. Don't flame me. Anybody from Canada, please. Right. Don't flame me.
Names are hard. Y'all just know we do our best.
We do our best.
And we're not. We're just lowly country folk. Uneducated.
Girl, worry about yourself.
Right. We're not making fun of these names or anything. We're just literally that bad.
Yeah. She went to Conestoga College to study nursing. Uh-huh. In 2007... Wetlaufer was hired onto the staff of the Crescent Care.
I thought
onto
the staff. Crescent.
Croissant rolls. The croissant care.
You're like, sign me up.
Give me some butter and I'm
butter
good.
Butter and some honey.
And I'm good. No, but she was hired onto the staff of Crescent Care, which is a long-term care facility in Woodstock.
Woodstock? Remember when we were at Woodstock?
Girl, yeah. Wrong Woodstock. Oh. Wrong one.
Okay.
Her coworkers regarded her as a caring and professional individual. However, she struggled with substance abuse and alcoholism. This part here. No, but this part tripped me up when I was like typing it up.
Same back at Woodstock.
Okay, same back in, yeah. Oh, God. She was accused on many occasions of showing up to work drunk, and at one point was found passed out in the basement of the facility during the night shift. Just laid out. Beth. I think it's pronounced Beth or Bethy. It's like, you know, it's her nickname.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say it's Bethy. So.
Old Bethy.
Yeah. So Bethy was suspended 4 times. Not once, but 4 times for medical related errors.
Okay. I understand one time.
One time, yeah.
Depending on how severe. But 4 times, she just needs to let it go.
Just let her go. But she was finally fired in March of 2014 when she gave a patient the wrong medication altogether.
Oh, Jesus.
This is so stupid. Like yeah, like you said. You know, accidents one time, happen. You know, accidents yeah. happen. We get it. It's the medical field, okay?
Right. But when you know, you really, when you mess with people's life, I could tell that accidents do happen. But when it's something like medication and stuff like that, you can't just be like, oh, my bad.
You're like, whoopsie. Yeah. You know, no.
Not putting enough tablets in a caps in a card or
something, you know, something like stupid that like is, that. But
oh, that's an accident or unacceptable, but whenever it's
when you actually
the wrong medication or something like that,
yeah, you get suspended 4 times,
yeah,
like after the second time, then she just needs to be let go. So after getting that good old pink slip from Crescent Care, Bethy had trouble holding down the job. She was hired by Meadow Park Care Center in London, but was let go because she checked herself into a drug rehab.
Okay,
which I'm like, okay, this is my thing. If she's getting help for what's been going on with her, I wouldn't fire her. I mean, I guess this was maybe back in the day when, you know, before they put that law into act, you know, need to go to a medical facility or something like that, you can have a certain amount of time off.
Okay. You could edit this out, or I'll edit this out if it's stupid, but weren't we just in Canada?
Yeah, it's London, Ontario.
Okay. Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, like they have a London.
I thought we went to England.
No, it's not stupid because I was like, what?
Okay, but no, I was a little confused. No, I was because, like, she got fired and moved across the pond?
No, because there's also a Paris, Ontario.
Well, there's a Paris, Texas.
There's
too,
Paris, Texas, so. Too, so.
I got it now. I'm up to date.
Yeah, she's more at the speed now.
And if anybody else knows my pain, you're with me.
Right.
Okay, now that that's cleared up.
Okay, but she got let go because she checked herself into a drug rehab, okay? Which I thought it was kind of stupid that they let her go.
Right.
Because, you know, at least she was trying to get help.
Right.
You know?
But I mean, if she's not going to be there to do her job, then they're going to have to find somebody else that will.
Yeah.
Because who knows how long the drug rehab was going to be.
Yeah,
for.
That's true, too.
And if she was new, then that's your, you have like that grace, or what is it called?
I don't know.
When you first get hired, you have that period.
Oh, you have your,
what is it called?
It's called your, you got me. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Right? That's something driving me crazy.
But we're gonna.
Regardless, that time.
Yeah, you're on probation.
Probation his time, yeah. So she could have been in that, and when she locked herself in, they could have been like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's gonna be trouble from the get go.
Right.
Cut your losses.
She took various temp jobs, but none of them worked out. Wetlaufer admitted to a neighbor that she was fired from one of the temp jobs for stealing medication, and from another one for making yet another medication error while she was high that nearly cost the patient their life. While working as a nurse at Carrison Care, she began to inject her patients with insulin. In some of the cases, the amount of insulin that was injected was not enough to kill the patient. So when she confessed to those cases, she was convicted of aggravated assault or attempted murder. Her first assaults occurred sometime between June 25th and December 31st of 2007. She confessed to injecting sisters Clotilde Adriano, who was 87, uh-huh. and Albina Demidarios, again, don't flame me on that, and she was 88. With insulin.
Wow.
While they did die later on, neither of the deaths were connected to Wettlaufer. She did confess to 2 counts of aggravated assault in these cases.
So she didn't die, but she didn't put her hands on them.
No. It was basically she injected them with insulin. She okay. injected both sisters with insulin.
Right.
Even though they didn't die right away, they died later on.
Oh.
So.
But it said that it wasn't connected.
Yeah, because they... When they investigated it, they did put 2 and 2 together.
Oh,
that
okay.
you know, until she confessed.
So that's where they got I guess it's aggravated assault with intent or something.
No, it's just aggravated assault. I mean, because she didn't like intend to.
Well,
kill
that's
them.
What I meant. Like when I think of aggravated assault, I think hands.
No, you can do aggravated assault with anything.
Yeah, okay. I'm just learning today. Look at me getting
oh my gosh.
Schooled.
Shut up. Okay, so the first case in which Beth injected a patient with enough insulin to actually kill them was on August 11, 2007, when she murdered James Silcox, who was 84.
Uh-huh.
And he was a World War II veteran and the father of 6 children. I'm going to touch on that part about Mr. Silcox. I was looking at a video today, and one of his daughters said that he was only in that facility for 8 days.
Wow.
8 days. And, I mean, I understand, like, if he was there for, like, a real long time or something, but
yeah.
he was on there for 8 days. He just got there.
Right.
And then he was dead. Throughout March of 2014, now this is stupid. This is just, this, for me, this is uncomfortable. Just 1 month. In 2014.
Yeah.
So throughout March of 2014, Wettlaufer also murdered the following patients at Carrison Care. Maurice Mo Granat, who was 84. Gladys Milliard, who was 87.
Yeah.
Helen Matheson, who was 95. Mary Zerowinski, who was 96. Helen Young, who was 90. And Maureen Pickering, who was 78. Elizabeth also injected Michael Priddle, who was 63.
Wow.
I know, they're young. And Wayne Hedges, who was 57. That's not old at
all.
That's not old at all. Mm-mm. With intent to murder, but confessed to 2 counts of attempted murder in those cases.
So she murdered all the other people, and this was the one she attempted to murder?
Yeah, she intended to murder these two.
But they didn't.
Mm-mm, but they didn't. It's just crazy. After she was fired in 2014, she went on to do part-time work at other facilities, as I previously stated before, and even at private residences where she injected 3 more people with insulin.
Jesus.
She killed Arpad Horvath, who was 75 at Meadow Park. She injected Sandra Towler, who was 77, with intent to murder at a retirement home in Paris, Ontario.
Okay, Paris.
Yeah. And injected Beverly Bertram, who was 68, with intent to murder at her private residence.
Jesus.
So she was all at this woman's house.
Yeah.
Attempted to kill her. This is how it all comes to pass, okay? This is how she gets caught. When she checked herself into the drug rehab program in September 2016, she confessed to the staff of the facility about the murders and attempted murders that she committed. The staff then notified the College of Nurses and the Toronto Police of the confession. Elizabeth personally emailed the College of Nurses to resign as an RN because she, quote, deliberately harmed patients in her care and was now being investigated for the same, end quote. She also called an investigator from the college and had the rehab facility fax over a 4-page handwritten confession. So, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, she confessed to these crimes several times to several people. That's including, this is the super part, this is including a lawyer that told her to keep it a secret and not to contact the police about
what
the crimes.
What the hell?
Yes. A lawyer told her to not say anything. And just, when I was looking at a video, she said, yeah, a lawyer told me to just take it to my grave and not talk about it.
Jesus.
I said, that is absolutely insane. I was like...
It trips me out when I hear stuff like that. I'm like,
I know.
Oh, no.
I was like, what?
Baby, no. What we're not going to do.
I'm telling you. What we're not going to do is, After providing a 2-hour-long confession, Elizabeth Wetlaufer was formally charged with 8 murders, October 25th, 2016, and with further investigation, she was charged with an additional 4 counts of attempted murder and 2 counts of aggravated assault on January 13th, 2017. She waived her right to a preliminary hearing and confessed all charges in court on June 1st, 2017. On June 26th, 2017, Wetlaufer was sentenced to 8 concurrent life sentences with no possibility of parole for 25 years.
At first, I thought, whenever I heard that, I thought you were going to slip up and say 8 years. I was like, no freaking way.
Like, no way.
I wouldn't put it past the judgment, just honestly.
Just being real. Okay. And this is a part of her confession. And I thought this was stupid. It's stupid. This whole spiel is dumb. In her confession... She admitted, In her confession, she admitted that she knew the difference between right and wrong, but she was visited by surges that she could not control. She said, this is what her words, God or the devil or whatever told me to do. After one murder, she felt the surging. Then she heard her own laughter afterwards.
Ew.
Yeah. It was like a cackling from the pit of hell. She told police that she had tried to stop killing. She had told friends, a former partner, and her pastor about the killings, but no one took her seriously.
Oh, that's old Betty, or whatever her name is, acting crazy again. She's
That's old Bethy.
Like, what? If you tell me that you just killed somebody...
I'll be like, first of all...
I'm calling them boys.
I'm calling the law, and you're going to get locked up.
Right.
But...
Hi. Why are people so, like, okay...
Like, so nonchalant about stuff.
I don't want to hear this. Don't bring your problems to me.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going down with you.
That's...
First of all, that's what I would say. Listen, I'm not going down for your sins.
I know. And it's like, okay...
I'm calling the boys...
And it trips me out because I'm like, okay, somebody is just confessing that they just killed someone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a serious matter.
Even if they're joking, that's not something to joke about.
Yeah, even if they're joking, you can tell if they're joking.
Right. Now, if we're all like, okay, grab a shovel, we're going to go and take somebody out.
Yeah.
That's joking.
Yeah, that's a
joke. But if you ever came up to me and like, listen.
Like, being seriously.
I slipped up.
I slipped up and slit somebody's throat. Like,
right.
Legit.
Like, legit. I'm going to be like, first of all, I need you to take 3 steps out my door.
Right, exactly.
And then stay there while I call them boys to come get you. It trips me out. Like,
people are so nonchalant about stuff.
My feeling is if you witness and or hear somebody confessing, even if it's not true, but hear somebody confessing, and you don't call it in or tell somebody
you
should get punished. You should
you're just as guilty.
Some like
community service
or something. Yeah. Because you're guilty. You are guilty of the crime at that point.
You basically just withheld
information.
Withheld information that could solve this person's crime.
And that's just to say with, like, if you see something, say something. Because if you see somebody fall out, or if you witness something happening to somebody else that could end a life or take a life, and you just leave and don't say nothing, or if you just let it happen...
Mm-hmm.
You're just as guilty in my eyes.
I'm telling you, that's just like I was telling
you
earlier.
Even if you are uncomfortable and it's like scary, and if you are doing something bad, if y'all are smoking or drinking or whatever, and you don't want to get in trouble.
But the thing is, shit happens.
Right.
Shit happens, but...
One, you shouldn't have been doing something you were afraid of, but 2, you should never leave somebody to...
That's just like I was telling you earlier about the mom who has a podcast about about her son's murder. It's like his friends left him to die.
Yeah.
And didn't call it in, didn't call an ambulance, didn't do nothing. He lost consciousness.
Had, right.
And his pulse was very low. And so, you know, you need to call an ambulance.
Because even if you are high or drunk or something, you call it in and leave.
At least call it in and leave. If
or
anything.
Leave him in the hospital. Just say, hey, we found him on the side of the road.
Or something. And then just leave. At least give that person a chance to live. This child, his name is Tanner. He could have been, he still could be alive today if his so-called friends would have just helped him and just called the shit in.
Right.
That's the shit that pisses me off.
Yeah, so if you see something, say something. Don't be that person that records it or that leaves, like, ugh.
Just can't call it in. That. My God, it's not that hard. I mean, and the thing of it is, if you didn't do anything, you shouldn't be scared about getting punished for it. So, just call it in. I mean, you can be that person who actually saves a life or something. Don't be stupid. During the police interview, she described the laughter as a feeling within her mid-chest. So, when you see the video, she, like, motions towards her mid-chest.
Yeah.
And the feeling prompting her to overdose and subsequently kill as coming from her gut region. The description of the laughter in the police interview is a feeling, not an audible laughter, and throughout, never claimed to derive pleasure from it, as I always saying that the feeling was horrible. Like, you sound crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you sound crazy.
Even if she was possessed, that is, if you believe in angels and God, you believe in demons and Satan. It just goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
If she was a victim of possession or whatever, that's scary.
Yeah, that is scary. I don't know.
That's another thing in general, because, like, if it's proven to be a possession, do you think that person should be held accountable?
Well, the thing of it is, yeah, because she said she knows the difference between right and wrong.
Right, but she couldn't help it. She did it anyways. Because
but she still knew. No, but she still knew the difference between right and wrong.
I'm not saying, well, what I'm trying to say, I'm not saying that she should be punished like that. But I'm saying, should she, it would be the difference between prison and a facility, like a psychiatric facility.
You know what I mean? Facility.
Yeah.
No, she just needs to be locked up. Point blank, period. Yeah. The end. Bye. That little story was just absolutely crazy, because it's just like, oh God, like, why do people do this stuff?
Right. Especially in a field that you make a promise to help people.
To help people. And
yeah,
to,
you take an oath when you go into the
medical field and
medical
stuff.
Field, it's just,
like, you know, stop abusing your freaking power.
Yeah. And just because these people are old does not mean you get to choose
whether
their
they live
fate.
Or die.
Yeah. That's, it's not up to you.
It's not up to you.
So, yeah, that one was pretty. Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
Dang, I'm surprised. But yeah, that was,
I guess it wasn't as gruesome as some of them.
I mean, but usually the angels of death ones are just like, you just want
especially
to punch them in the face.
When it's elderly and children that really can't fend for themselves.
Exactly.
Like, why?
Oh, Lord. We just hope that you.
Sorry.
I swear, you and TikTok drive me up the damn wall. Anyway, so we hope y'all have a good week.
Yes. We hope you keep it classy.
Keep it sassy.
And a little trashy.
But not too fucking trashy to where, you know, You go around killing people with insulin.
Or so trashy that you don't tell anybody when somebody tells you that they've been killing folks.
Exactly.
Not that trashy.
First of all, because insulin is too damn hot to be wasting. So anyway.
Yes. So, have a good week.
And we hope y'all.
Stay in tuned.
Stay tuned.
Follow us on everything.
Everything.
And we'll see you later. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, bye, bitch. Wow. Like, why you just gotta be talking about folks like this?